Hey everybody, welcome out to another fun-filled episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. I am Mike the Fist of Justice Layman.
I'm Laura.
And we're doing something a little different today. Normally we do a show where we talk for 45 minutes to an hour about, you know, Mass Effect or video games or comic books or movies. And something that people have been requesting from us for a while, since back in the old This Week in Geek days, that when we used to be a lot more regular, everyone was requesting us to do more commentaries. And so we decided, fuck it, we got really long mic cords, let's bring this out to the living room, and we are going to watch a movie and record a commentary for it. But now this is the twist.
No, I want to tell everybody what the movie is.
Well, I'm not telling what the movie is. I'm okay. Just saying here's the twist. The twist is a lot of people have been requesting for us to do specific... I kicked my mic by accident. They asked for specific movies. This is not any of those movies. This is a movie that we have never seen before.
We're going to go with, like, going in blind. We wanted to try something new and get, like, our... like, immediate, off-the-cuff, not canned reactions to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're really hoping that you'll listen along with us as you watch this movie. It's available on Canadian Netflix. I assume American Netflix, even though I don't really have a way to check right now. I guess, can I start talking about the movie?
Yeah, tell everybody
about it. All right, so this movie was recommended about 7/8 stars for us?
Yes.
So, as Netflix is often going to do, it will let you know how much you think it's going to like this movie. And it says 2 7/8 stars for us, mostly because I like things with animals.
Right.
So, we are watching the 2013 classic, A Talking Cat! ! It is a PG movie in Super HD. It's 125 minutes long. Stars Johnny Whitaker and Eric Roberts.
I have no idea who Johnny Whitaker is, but Eric Roberts, as in brother of Julia Roberts, he was the bad guy in Expendables 1. He was the mobster who got his legs broke in Dark Knight. He's in lots of stuff.
So, the description of this heartwarming tale is, this is the heartwarming story of Duffy, an adorable talking cat who helps bring two families together. Everything we've heard about this movie leading up to this glorious moment is this might be the worst movie ever made.
Right.
No word from the people who made Birdpocalypse.
Birdemic, you mean?
Birdemic.
They made a sequel to Birdemic.
Was it called Birdpocalypse? Because that would be amazing.
It might have been the subtitle, actually.
That might be next in our docket, but right now we are going to discuss A Talking Cat as we view it for the first time. This was my choice in movie.
Yes.
With Mike's wholehearty agreement.
Well, you were like, let's do a movie that's on Netflix that we haven't seen before. And as soon as I saw A Talking Cat, I was like, sold. Sorry, it's not A Talking Cat. It's A Talking Cat.
Yep. Yeah. You got to say it. And it's directed by David.
No one cares.
It's someone that
no one knows.
So
who cares?
Without further ado, if you're going to join us in this lovely movie, get your controller ready. And on the count of three, I'm going to hit play.
Yeah, we're doing this off Netflix, so our internet connection and your internet connection may vary. But whatever.
So we hope you listen along.
Oh my god. So have you seen like the trailer for this at all?
No, I am completely blind, but this 4 logo looks like the Fantastic Four.
Phase 4 films has definitely stolen their logo from the Fantastic Four. That's a good start.
Yeah, Arrested Development taught me anything. It's don't steal the Fantastic Four.
That's right, because then some dude shows up and he takes you out.
Yep. Okay, so we are in a lovely mountain town stock footage.
Yeah.
Stock footage of a waterfall.
It's nice. This is a good establishing shots is what's going on here.
Yeah, we've got the lovely, what would you say, Oregon maybe? Pacific Northwest I'm going to put my money on.
Yeah. What about Alaska?
Maybe. I don't think... No, that's too far... Or, you know, this is just a bunch of shots glued
together.
This
is more than likely just they filmed it in Vancouver, though.
Yeah. All right, so we meet Duffy.
The cat is talking.
The cat is the narrator. Okay.
Why is he talking about being in a...
Uh-oh, look out for that eagle, Cat. He'll fucking get you. Those things are big.
Oh, my God.
Movie over.
The credits, right 2 minutes in.
Wow.
This cat is waxing poetic about life. Like,
we have two cats. They don't wax poetic.
They sleep a lot.
They sleep and they eat. And sometimes they get cuddles. They don't go on adventures. He looks like he's going on an adventure.
And he's bitching about iPads and stuff. He's like, people like iPads. I don't like iPads. He's got a nice gangly bell, though.
Gangly?
Gangly. I don't know what I meant by that.
Dangly?
Dangly, perhaps. Garish. That's the word I meant.
It was pretty garish. Like, it's good that if they're letting their cat outside, he's at least got a collar on. A responsible cat on
that's
the ship.
That's true.
Aw, he's having a little roll around. What are you doing, kitty?
That's more like a real cat. Our cats are pissed. Shut up, cat.
Apparently, if you watch, not even that. I think he just rolled around and pooped. What are these graphics?
Wow. Oh, somebody just turned on the fucking the iMac filters.
Wow. And don't forget duplicate image.
Yes. These are great. I love the... This looks like the opening credits here. Have you seen the... have you seen the...
It's like word art.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like there's a Mac thing where it'll it'll like auto-populate trailers for you. This is what that looks like.
And that's probably what they've done.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Wow.
Oh my God. Eric Roberts, that broke.
apparently, I was reading the trivia that through a lot of it, you could see the red laser that they used to keep the cat interested.
What?
Yeah. In the goose, it's like, you can see the laser, you can see the laser, you can see the laser. Mind you, have you ever tried to get a cat to do what you want?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Speaking of lasers, we went and saw Man of Steel today, and somebody had a fucking laser pointer, and they kept shooting it at the screen, and I was like, what is this, like 1998?
I know,
like,
right?
Jesus. Like, I kind of wanted to go and be like, hey, just so you know, like, to somebody who worked there, and be like, look, some dickhead in the last row has a laser.
It was kids.
Pointer.
It was kids. The stupid kids came in after us.
Yeah.
I wish we had that whole place to ourselves.
When we got there, we had the whole place to ourselves. We show up to see Man of Steel. We went to the weekend matinee, and there was nobody there but us until like 10 minutes before the movie started. And then the theater filled up, and then people showed up when the lights were out. So.
Wow. This is like someone's 10th grade drama project right here.
Yeah. Also, the whole fact... Hey, look, there's that shot that we just saw of the cat rolling around.
I'm pretty sure he rolled in poop.
Yeah, that looks like poop. I love how they're already repeating footage. This is off to a great start.
Yeah, even Asylum's
there's
not that fast.
There's the model home from Arrested Development. No.
Who's this guy? Oh, I think he's rich.
That,
but lonely.
It's like the producer's house. That's where they're filming it.
Do you think the producer of this has this much money?
Well, he was able to make a movie.
What is that statue? Look at that statue on the right.
It's a stump with legs. It has boots.
With saucy red boots.
Saucy boots. It's like the lamp from that. There's like a fucking Volkswagen Beetle in this guy's house. At least he's making fun of it.
At least he agrees that the stupid thing is hideous.
Yeah. There's like pieces of a Volkswagen bug in this.
Oh, no. Wow. He's actually just an idiot. He's like 18. He hates you.
Yeah. There's a Christmas hat in the corner on some shitty decoration.
This guy doesn't work in websites.
I love when movies, like, just...
I worked half my life on code? Bullshit! Code wasn't a thing back 50 years ago when you were half your age.
Yeah, when you were growing your amazing soul patch. I always love when movies put in, like, weird techno-babble dialogue that doesn't make the slightest bit of sense, like that guy just did.
He has no idea. This kid's like, oh, dad needs his pills.
So what is this? I guess the basic plot of this is the dad is eccentric, and the kid doesn't like the dad, and then they get a talking cat, and it saves the day.
I think it's going to save the relationship. That's my...
Didn't they say something, though, in the opening blurb? It's like a romance thing?
It brings two families together.
Okay. Oh, speaking of romance, I think our talking cat just fucking threw up on the ground.
No.
I just heard him go, oh. I'll go look. You enjoy the movie.
Oh, kitty.
And it sounds like he did it on the carpet again. Like
no.
A foot from the
I hope not. Maybe they're just fighting.
Well, he's here.
Maybe they were just fighting. Cats fight. Oh, here comes the cat.
There it is.
Well, do you want me to pause it?
No, it's good. Keep going. I'll get it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, talking about the movie.
All right, well, now I don't have any... Babe, I should pause it. All right. This is going to be terrible. I'm pausing it. All right, due to an unforeseen circumstance, we are now going to resume at 6 minutes and 45 seconds in the movie.
Now the other one's going
to
take a shit.
We're off to a great start.
Did the cat show up, you said?
The cat did show up.
Wow, that chick actually looks like, she kind of looked like Anna Paquin.
No.
Maybe I'm saying that because I'm looking through my pop filter.
Hey, a little bit.
Okay, so this is clearly the girl.
So she's a dumb girl. Yeah, this is the kid you want to tutor you in English because he can talk good now. What?
The best part so far seems to be the fact that he's absolutely flustered with talking to her,
mm-hmm.
and he hasn't seen her. Like, he's like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she could be, like, 800 pounds and missing an eye.
It's like, girl called me. Blah, 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 blah. Aw, her parents are... It's okay. It's okay if her parents are broke. He's...
Yeah, she's sitting in, like, plush leather chairs, and her parents have no money, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just another room in the producer's house.
Yeah, she is literally probably in the same room.
Yeah, look, there's the same fucking shitty
wooden... No, everybody in this neighborhood has shitty wooden carvings.
There is, like, a model of a submarine in this guy's room. This is not the kid's room.
Yeah, what is that flying machine? Oh, here comes
the
cat.
It's not really talking yet.
Well, except for his monologue.
Okay, a cat just walked by, and he's like, what was that?
It's the Matrix.
He has no idea what a cat is. This guy looks like Rodney Dangerfield's shitty brother.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking,
like,
too.
He's really, like, the dumpy brother.
And that's saying something.
I think I've seen a porno filmed in this.
Oh, my God. It looks like the kind of house you'd film a porno in, that's
for
sure.
Yeah.
But, like, one of them classy pornos.
There's some IKEA furniture. At least this guy doesn't buy everything gaudy and ridiculous.
Oh.
Did that cat just make a bird noise?
I think so.
Yeah, we both... Weird, we saw a cat.
We both saw the same cat that walked by both of us. That's great.
That's some father-son bonding. Does anyone else live in this family?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm still saying Alaska.
I don't know. I'm telling you. It could be like, No, it's not Alaska.
It's a nice cabin.
Why would they film in Alaska? Seems expensive.
She's wearing shoes. Why does she need to find her shoes?
Well, she doesn't want to wear party shoes.
Party shoes?
Shut up. Why is she sitting on a... Wait, is this the same girl?
It is. You know what the best thing about that laptop is?
What?
The piece of duct tape on it to cover up the Apple logo.
No!
Look at it!
I can't. Show me.
It's right there. You can see it.
Oh my God, I see it.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
There's some stellar camera work on this, too.
What does her website even do?
Some about shoes. At least this girl has, like, a family of some kind. Look at this. We have the subtitles on so that
they're
can...
just as bad as the rest of it.
They're going so fast. I have no idea what's going on at this point. The mom doesn't want to... Oh, my God. If they're talking about families bringing people together, this family has no dad. The other family has no mom.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that guy is gonna fucking hook up with that girl, and
yeah.
It's gonna be awkward.
Yeah. Well, it's not real incest if you're stepbrother.
Right, right. All together. Look, that's so funny. Of all the things they could have put over that Apple logo, they put...
Hey, that cat is smelling her stinky shoes. My cats love my stinky shoes. Wonder what... I wanted to smell her stinky shoes, you dumbass.
Did you just catch that he was like, was that a cat? And she was like, it was furry and had four paws. I think it was a cat.
Yeah, this is the worst movie ever.
It was a bear. Well, we haven't seen Birdemic.
That's true. We gotta see Birdemic.
Yeah, that was on Netflix. It might be gone. What is the worst movie, like, low-budget movie that you've ever seen?
Do trauma films count?
Yes.
It's probably actually an Asylum film.
Yeah, Asylum films are pretty bad.
But they kind of all bleed together. Maybe the one where it was the same shot of the sharks, only flipped four different ways.
Yeah, that's the thing I love about Asylum films, is they just keep posting the same shot. Like, they'll reuse the same shot in, like, four different movies.
Yeah, and just rotate it several times.
Do you remember when we, on one of our first dates, we watched their really shitty Sherlock Holmes movie?
That movie was amazing.
And there was, in the trailer, like, in the trailers at the beginning of the movie, there was an asteroid movie, and then there was an alien invasion movie, and both trailers used the same shot with different shitty effects on it.
Yep.
That was great. That was great. Oh
my god. This guy is supposed to be like an internet guru, and he doesn't know how to use a fucking... He doesn't know he can Google directions for the waffle maker.
I'm sure that guy can.
Her name's Franny.
The young girl's name is Franny?
Wow. Smells like burnt taint.
You'll never impress a girl with a house that smells like burnt waffles. That's what that dad told me just now. Have you ever had your parents help really stupid, gross things to, like, when we were dating, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, was there ever a time when I was coming over and you were like, oh my god, Mom, just fucking don't worry about how the pillows look, or I don't know.
No, but I yell at my mom a lot because she, like, is stubborn, and I'm stubborn, so we yell. That is a nice looking pool.
That statue's peeing.
Yep, right in the pool.
Yeah. Something about peeing fountains doesn't...
I'm pretty sure I actually have seen a porno shot on that patio. That cat looks pissed.
Well, he doesn't want to be there. I'm sure he's eating right there. Oh. He does not look happy.
Yeah. Ooh. Ah, yes. Ooh.
He's making weird pervert. He does not want to be picked up. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This cat is talking back, but it's like... It's kind of cloudy out, dude.
That guy is very bad at petting cats. Like, he didn't pet the cat so much as he just put his hand, like, he cupped it around the head and moved it. Like he was shaking a salt shaker or something.
There's nothing better than a cat nap. That's why they call it that. Wow.
You should show her that shitty statue thing.
Yeah, and boots, his, like, car, like, half a car chair. And
there's
it's a tacky-ass house.
There's a house that's on my route home on the train, and it has half a Jeep sticking out of the back of the house.
That's stupid.
Like, the guy has gone to the trouble of making half a Jeep stick out of his house.
What you doing there, kitty?
Nice.
Dude, chicks love cats. Be like, yeah, that's my cat. Yeah, see?
See, she likes the cat. And that she cat likes pussy. Likes Christmas lights. Did he say that cat likes you, too? Like, that cat is like, that cat wants a piece.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm not really into reading books. Ugh.
That's the best part about being in English class.
Oh my god. Speaking of English, the subtitle was just, well, you're not in, or you're in honors class, but it was Y-O-U-R. Your.
Your.
Yeah,
well, there's a whole required reading lesson. That's actually in The Last of Us. There's a bit that somebody pointed out where This is not a spoiler for anybody who's like, what the fuck? Spoilers. There's an eye exam chart right near the final room in the game. And it actually says, like, if you look at what it says, like, the when you spell out the letters, it says, keep going, you're almost there. And it's the wrong you're.
It's now, during your little your talk about bad spelling,
yes.
She's all like, why don't you read me the books while I go in your pool? This is like an ambush porno.
I'd hit it. She's pretty hot.
She's like 16.
I don't know. She's probably like 18, playing a 16-year-old.
Look at that tail on that cat flick. He's not happy.
Well, it's a cat actor.
Oh, he's in love. Oh, oh.
That guy is having the worst time. Like, he's going to shit himself. Oh, is he going to, like, stare at the window and jerk off at her?
I was going to say, like, this kid's in love with her and he hasn't popped a boner. I'm sorry, but...
He's doing pretty good if he hasn't popped a boner.
Yes, it was.
No, this is horrible. This movie is horrible.
Why is the cat... The cat has nothing even to do with it. He's not experienced. End of sentence.
She's talking to the cat about why that guy is a bad English teacher. When does the cat actually start talking?
Yeah, because I want him to actually...
I know that he actually talks. Because, I mean, it's called, hey, a talking cat. You know? A talking cat?
Yeah, it better fucking talk, or I'll be let down. Because, like,
what the fuck? Now they're in, like, Hawaii. What is this mythical land that they live in?
Narnia.
Like, it's...
Maybe she drove 500 miles down the coast from Alaska to his place in, like, California to get tutoring.
Okay, now, I know...
You've been retired for half a day.
That cat is scratched the floor.
Cat needs its nails trimmed. Yeah, cat meowing.
Yeah, cat made
that's
noise.
Random.
The fact that it's like this guy just kind of, you know.
Is an idiot.
Okay, now you are like a really big cat person.
Yep.
So if a cat just randomly showed up in your house, you'd be like, hooray!
Yeah.
But like, say you're not you.
Mm-hmm.
And some cat just is in
your
house.
A normal person?
Yeah. Would you be like, what is this cat doing here? And why is it scratching up my leather couch? Because that's clearly what it's doing.
Please feed him something that cats shouldn't eat.
Like chocolate bars?
Yeah. Or, like, give him a steak or something.
Is he drinking milk? He's drinking milk.
That's bad for kitties.
There's, like...
There's a leaf in it.
Do you like milk with leaves in it? Why is there fucking leaves in it? Did they fall off of that, that plant that was on the table next to it?
If they were a good owner, they wouldn't have let him outside like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely, like, eating. Now he just
kind of... What did they give this cat?
He kind of, like, puked it back into the bowl. That's fucking weird.
No, it's like cat food. Why did they have cat food laying around to put in the milk?
They put cat food in the milk?
Which is stupid. Cats are lactose intolerant. Nom, nom, nom. Wow.
The cat actually said nom, nom, nom.
Yep.
The best part is it was Eric Roberts going, nom, nom, nom. He has no idea why he said that. I bet he doesn't understand. Pretty sure that that's not pictures of that family in those pictures.
No, it's certainly not.
There's a picture of a dog. Where's the dog?
Dead.
Ah.
The cat killed it.
It drank its blood and gained its powers.
That is a fluffy looking cat, I'll give you that. Meow, meow, meow. Like, it's just shots of the cat just sitting there. Like, I love cats, but I expect more of my cat movie.
Is this movie supposed to be funny? Like, I don't even know. Like, nothing...
Oh, the cat actually walked away under its own accord. Where did it go? Because cats don't do that. Fucking... This movie's really bad.
I still... Like...
Oh, we're back in Alaska!
Man, they're just jumping around. I still don't get what's happening. Like, there's no duct tape apple again. I don't know if this is supposed to be a drama or a comedy or what, because there seems to be no conflict outside of the mom can't find her shoes and that guy likes the girl and can't talk to her without getting a boner. Like,
I do think all disgruntled teenage guys should be called Trent.
Trent? What was the one guy? Isn't there like an actor in Hollywood in most of the movies? He plays a douchebag high schooler and his name is Trent in like half the movies he's in. He was in Transformers.
I don't know who you're talking about. I didn't watch Transformers.
Well, I mean, he was an actor and his name in the movie was Trent, and then he was in another movie and his name was Trent.
And he was Trent in Transformers.
Yeah.
Which Transformers?
The very first one. And then he was Trent in like another movie too. This cat has like teleporting powers. It's
yeah, well, he got from Hawaii to Alaska. Well, look at, there's no way that those trees exist in the same spot as the palm trees.
Yeah. It's literally whatever stock footage they can get, because you know what I've noticed? Outside of the guy in the backyard of the house, there hasn't really been any shots of people outside in these. Oh, okay, well, he's outside. But that's probably that other house that they're filming the other movie in. I mean the other house, not the other movie. So there seems to be another subplot now about how Trent can do whatever he puts his mind to instead of being a guy who fixes fences.
Hey, fixing fences is a profitable, lucrative career.
I also just saw in the subtitles, you have a lot to offer in A-L-L-O-T.
Ooh.
Also, I think they just called him Ka in the subtitles. Your name is Ka. Ka sounds like an Aladdin.
That movie. Other Trent has never played someone else named Trent.
Oh, I could have sworn
he's played someone named movie. Trey.
Eh, close enough. Something else that we could possibly do is take bets on how long until we shut this movie off.
Oh my god, it's really bad. I know.
There's a lot of interesting dialogue happening on the other end of the phone, not on this part of the phone.
I know.
Stop.
I know.
Oh my god, this is screenwriting terrible. The girl is basically saying "I know" to someone on the phone, but you have no idea what the other side of the dialogue is. And the cat's bitching because somebody's using an iPhone or something again. That cat does not like technology.
I know. You can kind of see up her dress.
Can you? Shit, what? Oh, damn.
Yep, saw right up her dress.
Did you?
100%.
I got up. What the fuck? Did you just see that?
What?
Watch the cat. The cat talk. Look at it. Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
These are the greatest effects I've ever.
Wow. What? Could they not? Could they not have just rented the Salem cat from fucking Sabrina?
Oh my god. There's literally a black slit drawn on the cat that's opening and closing. Oh my god. I can't believe that.
Okay.
Also, she doesn't seem to give a fuck that cat is talking.
Oh, now she's giving a fuck. Oh, but the mom's gonna think she's crazy. He's looking at a laser pointer. Look at him, you can tell.
I hope that cat starts doing more.
Fucking. No, don't feed the cat any milk!
It's spoke English! Yeah, he's watching a laser pointer, all right. I don't know how he's not, like, running away and chasing it.
Why did they call her Ka, too?
Is everyone named Ka?
Maybe.
Maybe the mom's name Ka. This music is amazing. I think there's only one song in the actual movie.
Why are there... There's cat... Did you see all the cat treats on the ground?
No.
There's cat treats on the ground.
Wait, what? Why did she just go outside and start yelling at the brother? She saw that cat talking to her in that terrible split mouth effect. Like, that's like first... Like, people discovering how to use Adobe Flash effects. That's terrible. And now she's blaming it on her brother. Is that duct tape? iMac.
That is certainly the same house that she's inside now as that other kid.
Like, yeah, she's definitely in the producer house. Probably because it had a girly room. Please tell me she's Googling a talking cat.
I hope so. Or porn. She's looking at some dirty porn. Code Monkey Times. Wow.
Wow. This is the greatest fake
website. Look at his picture.
This is the greatest fake website I've ever seen. He's holding a picture of a laptop in the picture, and I'm pretty sure it's the same laptop that she's using.
Wow.
One prop. One prop in this movie.
Why is she taking so long to read it? Coding Pioneer.
No news site looks like this.
In 1997, they did.
This movie came out this year. Has anyone ever been to a blog that worked on this movie?
Like, no. There's no way.
I have hiccups now. This movie has scared me into hiccups.
Like, seriously, you know what they could have done to make this better? Gone to, like, one of their production assistants and been like, you probably have a friend that does web design. Give him $50, make us a fake web page.
They probably pulled this off in, like, Adobe After... Not Adobe After Effects, but, like, Page Builder or some shit. Also, why didn't she just read what that said? That would have taken a lot less time than slowly scrolling up that text.
Well, she's not such a good actress.
Well, this isn't such a good movie, so she could have... There's more shots of nobody in it.
Well, they have to put all these B-roll shots in it, because the movie itself is, like, probably 40 minutes.
There's so much padding, like, shots. Please give me more of that terrible talking cat effect.
Oh, I hope so. How goes the cheese puffs?
Oh my god. All I can think of is, like, terrible asylum effects. Like,
and this is worse?
Yeah. Yeah. God, did, like, anybody... I hope... They must have just put this movie straight on Netflix. Like, there's no way it went to a store first.
Yeah.
I think that's what listeners, I'm going to put you on a mission. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Email Mike and Laura a picture of the DVD. If you can find a Talking Cat DVD somewhere, just take a picture of it and send it to me to prove that it actually exists, because it looks like they just filmed it and put it up. Like, they might as well have just put this on YouTube.
Like, look, there's palm trees everywhere. Why is he threatening the cat?
He's talking gangster to a cat.
Okay, I'm really hoping this cat starts talking. Oh, see the love? I do say that about most movies. They don't have enough cats.
It sounds like friggin' Eric Roberts. Ah! Oh my god! That guy didn't even notice the cat talked to him.
Oh,
what? Did you just talk to me, cat? It's playing that stupid song again. Oh my god. That effect is amazing.
It is
bad.
Amazing.
The thing that's even better, too, is the slit is like... It's not even on the actual cat's mouth. Like, it's below the fucking... Are you vining the cat effect? What the fuck? Wait, what? The cat can only talk once? This is the dumbest thing ever. I like how you mind that. That's nice.
It's a nice touch.
This is such a terrible movie. Look, the actual cat licking its chops from having food.
Yeah, because they've given him so many treats. Like, that's why he's so fat.
That's what they should have done, is they should have just put shit in his mouth, and it would have opened its mouth. It would have been like fucking Mr. Ed. Oh, my God. I cannot. How far into this movie are we?
Not far enough.
Can you give me the controller real quick?
No.
I want to check. You're really bad just letting the vines play in the middle of the recording. Here, let me see.
No.
Just hit select. A timer will show up in the corner. Oh, my God. There's another hour of this.
A little less than.
Oh, my God.
The subtitles are even bad. Like,
you know where this movie should be?
A dumpster?
No, I was going to say on Crackle, just so it could have an amazingly shitty, crazy ass description.
Look at that kitty. He's so cute.
That guy's coat hanger is reflected in the mirror.
And it's a fish.
And it's a fish. It's a fish bone.
Yeah, there's definitely been many a porno shot in this house.
I'm pretty sure they only paid for the guy who made the music to play one song, and they just keep playing it over.
Yeah. And maybe speed it up and slow it down a little.
Dun, 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 dun. That's the song.
You are a sexy, independent woman.
Oh, my God. So, if I'm getting this right, he likes Humphrey Bogart, and the mom likes Humphrey Bogart. So exactly what we said about the dad and the mom are and then the son and the daughter are going to get together.
And that last kid that's left over is just going to...
He's going to inherit the fucking tech support company.
No, he's going to fucking hire a hooker. What does the shirt say?
I'm trying to read it. He's this is a very long shot of a guy in a mirror.
Oh, look, more. Like, seriously, there's so much B-roll.
There's no one in these shots. Somebody walk in this frame.
Like,
please.
The cat isn't even, like, hanging out. Maybe, like, the cat's on his adventure between the houses. Like, this is seriously worse than something someone would put together in high school. They've already showed the shot.
Yes, they did. Well, we've reached Asylum levels of shot reusing.
No, at least Asylum flips it.
That's true.
We've seen this shot, too.
Wow.
What is even going on? Why is it going for... There's nobody even talking.
Okay, now we can see his shirt. It's not even
in English. He's never been out of his house before. And somehow he's going to walk all the way to Alaska.
There's that one establishing shot of that house again. Oh, my God. This guy acting that he's doing the remote control is amazing. He's literally just holding it in his hand and hitting the button over and over and over and over again. Fantastic. Oh, my God. I really hope that more people get to experience the wonderfulness of this shitty movie. That is, if we can actually, you know, somehow make it through the whole thing. Oh, wait, he's outside. He sees the cat. I think he sees the cat. There's my cat walking by. I think he's going to get his... Yes, there's the cat. He's going to get his epiphany. He's going to talk. Yeah, the cat can only talk to people one time. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's telling the backstory of why the cat can talk. And he has a magical collar that was found buried under a tree by his previous owner.
Okay, I had to step to the ladies' room.
Oh, my God.
So, wait. The cat can only talk to a person once.
Once. They can only say something. And it's wasting its time on, like, ridiculous small talk.
I mean, it's get your dick wet.
I like how they keep using the same shot of the cat. They slowed it down because they don't want it to look away. That's so funny. Okay, so far the cast...
So go into construction!
There's only six... There's five people in this movie, and the cat has already talked to three people. So the cat is telling him that the life that he has now is not worth it. And he needs
should kill himself. Throw him off one of those Alaska mountains that they live around.
Where'd the cat go? That means he's not going to get any more talking trips. Okay.
No, you don't.
Yesterday, his sister was bitching at him for a cat talking. For him, like, making fun of her. We just saw this shot a minute ago, too. For him being like, oh, I have... The sister was like, hey, he's got a talking... You were making fun of me with a talking cat. He did not make any reference of the cat talking to him.
Look at this guy's hair.
It's pretty horrible. He's probably really hot.
He's got like a Donald thing going on and like one of those like curly 90s crusty bang things going
right.
on.
Right. Oh, he's going to meet the mom and they're going to bone and it's going to be really awkward.
Yeah, that's going to be some ugly boning.
Look how sweaty he is. Hi, I got lost
hey,
in the
I'm
woods.
Gonna rape you now, because look at me, I look like a rapist.
How did he just end up here? Oh my god, he's like hitting on her. Terrible. Terrible.
Lady, don't invite strange men into your home.
What if he was a vampire?
What if he was Ted Bundy? Well, or Al Bundy.
She did, to be fair, she did just ask if he was a crazy person, and he said no.
Well, that's, you've got to say yes if you are.
Yeah.
With that lady earlier with the meth.
Oh shit, yeah, tell that story.
Well, it's just a brief story. We had to walk to our car and we were walking home after the movie and this lady was like having a fight in the middle of one of the busiest streets downtown, yelling at another lady, and the one of them was obviously on meth and had giant
sores,
not like back knee, you know, like little, no, giant ripped open scabs all over his shoulders, and she might have weighed 60 pounds. Meth. Not even once.
And they were bitching about somebody owing money.
Yeah.
Probably because of meth.
$30 will get you a lot of meth. Mm. We've got some guys that have been trying to sell us toys at the store, and they look like Duck Dynasty, but only on meth. So we'll be calling them Meth Dynasty. It's three guys, and we call them Meth Dynasty. Hey, what if the cat talked to her, but he was there?
No, he can't talk to her because he's been talked to once. He's going to leave, and then the cat's going to talk to her. I guarantee it.
You should let him put his dick in you, is what the cat should say.
Oh, I see. Do you hear what's happening? He likes her decoration. And she said, I decorated it myself.
But
she's
it's ugly.
She's
going to
come and decorate his horrible house.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Hey, there's a cat.
Bullshit.
Oh my god, I can't believe they're doing that. The fucking mom is gonna hook up with the dad and the kid's gonna hook up with the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so terrible. Oh, they said Humphrey Bogart.
Wow.
I watched it. Oh. I bet you're gonna have sex by the end of the scene.
No, you don't. That's such bullshit. So which one's your favorite?
Oh.
Wow, the acting is terrifying. Why is Eric Roberts in this? He actually does have a career.
He must have, like, gambling debts.
Or, like, some sort of contract with someone. Why are they in Hawaii again? What is going on? Oh my god.
There's the same establishing shot of the house again.
These exterior shots are so long, too.
At least they gotta milk the running time of the movie, right?
At least someone's finally honest.
Oh my god. Is that dog, that fake dog, taking a shit?
I hope so.
Like, look at it. It either has an extra leg,
No, it's pissing on something.
That's it. It's pissing on a shitty vase. No wonder that guy was talking about how his decorations are all shit.
That's some dad advice for you.
That's, yeah. Girls are weird, but they're cool, too. Did you ever have a talk with your dad about how weird and cool girls were?
No, but I'm a girl.
That was a joke.
My dad and I didn't really talk like that much.
I see.
Since I'm a girl.
Well, maybe.
Why are there random caps on things? That
yeah,
bothers
me. There's a lot
me.
Of random capitals. Oh, they're going to get some Chinese food. Hooray.
It's just stuff they took off the lunch table for the employees.
Yeah, the craft services table.
I don't think they would have actually got craft services.
Oh, there's that peeing shot of the fountain again. If I wish we were drinking. Like, we should be doing, like, shots every time.
I am.
Are you doing shot? Every time an establishing shot happens again, take a drink.
This is the dumbest girl on the planet.
She thinks Hamlet is about a guy who likes ham.
Here comes the porny part.
Yeah, this is...
It's so hot. My top is chafing me.
Yeah, this is definitely, like, porny.
Yeah, porn.
I think we should take a break and you...
Is this the same girl?
It is the same girl.
Are you sure?
It is.
Her hair seems so much lighter.
Maybe it's just the lighting. Like, there is one this time.
Why? No, this girl doesn't need tutoring. No, this is a different girl,
she
hon.
She needs banging tutoring.
Because no, the other girl wants to be, like, a business... I don't know. My money's on different girl.
It's the same girl.
No. What will prove it is that when the cat talks to her. My money's on a different girl. The other girl seems smarter than this. Why are we still looking at the fountain? Unless they're going to bone in that fountain.
Is she going for a swim? I guess not. Oh, it's the cat talking. Oh, my God.
Wow.
At least this time, like, that fake black mouth is actually, like...
Lined up with its
lined
mouth?
Lined up with its actual mouth. Okay, watch
If you could talk to cat!
Watch the tail, because they're just using the same shot of the cat over and over again.
Yeah, and they used that shot of the cat earlier, too.
Without the talking effect on it?
Yes.
I gotta think, like, what did Eric Roberts do that he needed the money to pay for something that he did this?
But the thing is, how much money could they have possibly paid him?
Is that all he gets? He's done. He doesn't get anything else.
Off to the loony bin.
That's cool that my dad and I are both crazy together. This is a really long establishing shot of the night. Maybe it is a different girl. No, it is a different girl.
It's
You're
a
right.
different girl!
You're right. It
this
is a
girl's
girl.
Smarter and doesn't get away from her laptop at all, ever.
So then there is six people for the cat to talk to. There's another person then. Actually, no, it's not. Yeah, you could talk to the girl that likes him. Or that he likes. You know what I mean. Shut up. The cat's got to talk to her still. She's the only one that hasn't talked to the cat in that house.
Yeah, it's... And, so, Franny, which is the worst name for a girl ever.
Yes.
The kitchen's right there!
If anyone needs me, I will be in the room that's connected to this room for the rest of the night. Terrible. Okay, apparently Johnny Whitaker, the guy that's the dad, is famous for, like, being a child actor.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, she's got the cat, but it's not going to talk anymore.
Oh, wait. Is the guy going to actually fall in love with her instead of the dumb chick? Because the other girl's really stupid.
I don't know. I think there's poop on the couch.
No, it's another treat.
Oh, it is another treat. Oh, what? I know what we're watching next.
What?
The actress who plays Franny was also in a movie called An Easter Bunny Puppy.
An Easter Bunny Puppy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like how the cat has specifically said the rest of the...
Why doesn't the cat talk to everybody in the one house together and then go to the other house and not back and forth and back and forth? That'd be smart.
There's that established. Take a drink,
well,
babe.
I'm taking a drink.
Take a drink. There's that established shot of Hawaii again.
I got my stout here. I'm really getting into stout lately.
Being a cat, I have a cat hair in my mouth. He's got the fucking duct tape apple.
Yeah, it's the same computer. I couldn't afford two.
There could not be more than one prop in the movie, no. There's a lot of, like, phone calls where you don't know the other half of the conversation.
I've got a lucky cat. Wow.
The mom in this movie was in Meatballs. Oh my god. There's a sequel to this movie already.
What? No, 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 no.
It's called A Talking Pony.
What? How does a pony?
It's the same characters. It's the same cast. But they just have a talking pony in it instead. Oh my god. There's a character in that movie named Mr. Beetle. Who was in Power Rangers.
What did Eric Roberts do to be in this movie?
I don't think he's the talking pony, though.
Please tell me it's someone else that's, like, kind of famous, but not famous.
I'm looking. I think he's Mr. Beetle.
This movie has been described as the room of anthropomorphic animal movies. I can see why. We should do The Room.
Oh, my God.
The Room's been done. We're getting on this on the ground floor.
Yeah, definitely. A talking cat. This is something special. Apparently half the actresses in this, like the younger actresses, were all on Suburgatory. The girl who wants to be the tech genius has only been in, like, three things.
I am not surprised.
Eric Roberts as Duffy. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Apparently, Eric Roberts is supposed to be in no less than 41 films this year.
41? Doing what?
Maybe porn?
Hamlet is about ham.
A guy who likes ham. Mm. Yeah, this girl's Tina, not Franny.
Now that I've been on the IMDb page, I can tell that they're different people. But the fact that I couldn't before, that's not good for them. That mom really likes fucking cheese puffs. Oh, my God. Why are we still watching this?
Because it is like something we can tell people we've watched. Do you know that the cat on the title card of this movie isn't the same cat in the movie?
Really?
Well, look at.
That is definitely a completely different cat.
It's a blue-eyed kitten, not a fat older cat.
That girl was just a big bitch to her mom. I kind of want to throw up. This movie's so bad.
This movie's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It might be because I'm really full.
Yeah, well, maybe if you didn't take 2 hours to eat.
But there was a lot of food.
What did she just... Didn't she just put those in the oven not 10 seconds ago?
Yeah, the daughter just took those out of the oven, and the mom grabbed it by hand. So something tells me they did not just come out of a hot oven. Take a drink, babe. Reused establishing shot.
God, I'm going to get fucking hammered.
We should have started this earlier. Hey, look.
I did.
One of the actual cast members is outdoors. What is this?
Please tell me he gets run down. Not the cat, though.
That guy drove really fast. What?
I was just reading another review of this.
Well, read it out loud.
We follow a single boring car on an unexceptional road all the way from its start to its destination. This was good. We follow Cone all the way up the stairs and to the second floor just to let the audience know that, I don't know, he didn't have a fatal seizure halfway up the stairs. Which is just the best review ever. Apparently this movie cost $1 million to make, and I bet you most of that went to Eric Roberts.
Up his nose.
Yup.
What? Okay, here's this clearly must be a joke review here. 10 out of 10. This film was an inspiration to me. I was in tears throughout the whole film. The cat goes through so much and it struggles. I wish I could tell you, but that would ruin the moving atmosphere. The acting is delivered flawlessly without any error. A film which truly sticks to its roots, carrying none of the multi-million dollar company vibe from many films now show. Please, I implore you to seek a talking cat for that one perfect moment in your life. Watching this film was like reliving the days of a nostalgic childhood once more, and I am certain this will apply to any viewer, young or old. A Talking Cat is a film that's suited to the whole family. Masterpiece.
There's the same shot of the cat again. So, here's something. The director, David DeCato, hasn't just directed a film before. According to his IMDb credentials, he's directed more than 100 films under various aliases. Why would someone need so many aliases?
Tax credits.
Because many of these things that he's directed are pornography. Uh-huh. That's why this looks like a porno.
He's decided to do... He probably found Jesus or something.
And somehow, yeah, he segued that into kids' films.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's, like, no extras in this, eh? Except for that guy who was driving the car.
That's true. That was probably the director.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
Babe?
Yes?
The house was used in a porno.
I knew it. Where are you reading this?
Internet.
Of course.
Apparently he didn't just segue into kids' films. He does porn and kids' films back and forth alternatively.
Why doesn't he have, like, recurring cast? I gotta say, those girls are hot. Excuse me. Wait. That girl got grounded because she didn't want to make cheese puffs? Now the mom's going to talk to the cat, because she's the only person left to talk to the cat. Also, I saw the camera in the
Look
reflection
the
a minute ago. Oh, babe, really long establishing shot. Take a drink.
I'm kind of getting drunk.
Then it's working, I guess. Now she'll never love you. Oh, this is how a porno movie starts right
here.
Yeah,
this is for sure porn.
Why did the mom leave? She was at the house. That bitch.
It's supposed to be your catering business, lady, not your kid's catering business.
This is not authentic. There would be no girl that would ever leave without her cell phone.
Yeah, for sure. All the other stuff I can let slide except for this.
Apparently the director, not only does he direct porn, it's gay porn.
Yeah, it's gay porn.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's what's going to happen.
This is a 62% want to see it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really? Oh, my God. So you know what that means? That means that not in the son isn't going to hook up with that daughter, or like the girl. He's going to hook up with the son who's longing for more in life.
Yep. Surprise. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Why are we still watching it?
Because it's amazing.
Let's talk about something else other than this movie.
No. Did she just hand him a USB with porn on it?
No, it's... it's her in math, apparently.
Ooh. Yeah, that's porny.
This is such a porn. This is such a porn. This is a porn about cheese puffs that has a talking cat with Eric Roberts. There's that fucking... take a drink, babe. It's a fountain again.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't drink anymore.
That cat's sniffing around for treats. Why does the son not know how to drink? Oh, look. He's gonna... there, I told you. Here's the gay porn part.
Yeah.
Who are you? Why are you in my house?
Who are you? Hey, at least he actually asked the question.
Who's Tina? She's hanging out with your dad in a softcore porn thing? Does it smell like burning waffles? Oh my God. Oh, this definitely just turned into a gay porno.
I hope so. It would make the thing a whole lot better.
Because he's like, yay. You know what you should do? You should go for a swim. That guy's not going after Anna Paquin. Like,
yeah. They are full-blown going to do it.
Oh. It's nice that that guy... oh, now it's even worse than what I was saying before when it was like, the daughter's going to hook up with the kid and the dad's going to hook up with the mom. Now it's going to be the opposite, except it's going to hook up with the brother. Oh, see? He taught swimming. Now he's going to
swim. This is like the perfect setup for a gay porno. I didn't realize that gay porn and talking animal movies were that close in like content.
They're really related. Like, this is definitely a porno without when it cuts away before the sex starts.
It's all those long shots. They edited the porn out and added the cat.
They added the cat and long shots of
or where people were getting a dicking.
That's right. Look at the look on his face. He's so happy that that guy's in the pool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do it. I want to see them do it. Oh, my God. Can I write gay/porn fan fiction
about
of this
couple?
About a
talking cat?
Yes. I think I can make a mint.
Oh, man. I wonder how gay porno the... Savage Shot of the Ocean. I wonder how gay porno the talking pony movie is.
Probably pretty gay porno.
I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, man. Whatever happened to the... there, it was established out of the house again. You need to make another drink.
Oh, my God. I can't.
There's that one laptop. I love cheese puffs. It... yeah. Shots of cheese puffs are in place of the dicking as well. Why does he want to do anything with it? He's retired. I don't think he can do anything with it.
This was just an FYI filmed in Malibu. So those shots of, you know, the mountains and stuff
aren't available. They don't exist. Did you see that cat not giving a fuck?
Okay, listen to this. The director, also known as Julian Breen, Ellen Cabot, Richard Chasen, Mary Crawford, David Deco, Disco Dave Deco, Dave DeCoto, Dave Doe, Eric Mancini, David McCabe, David McCabe.
You're missing the gay porno.
Jack Reed, Wilma Rubble, Victoria Sloan, H.L. Smokum, Martin Tate, and Joseph Tennant.
That's a lot of aliases.
He also directs horror movies. He's directed 107 films.
I haven't talked to that woman
yet. Oh, this was technically directed by his Mary Crawford personality.
Then why does it say not that?
Oh my god. He might have directed a Hansel and Gretel ripoff.
Really? For the Asylum?
Warriors of Witchcraft.
Wait, of witchcraft?
Yeah.
So they do practice witchcraft?
I don't know. He also directed one called A Halloween Puppy.
That's probably where the Easter Bunny puppy comes from, too.
Oh my god. All his movies that are, like, gay are called 1313, Night of the Widow, 1313. Oh my god, they're like gay porn horror films.
Wait, what? Why? Oh, check it. We've been frolicking in the pool.
Frank and Queen. Oh my god, babe. Look at the cover of this. How porny is that?
Wow. That is a porn-tastic porn movie.
Yeah, pull it out.
Pull it out, Eric Roberts' cat.
Wicked Stepbrother.
That's one of the movies?
Yep. It's a 1313.
Can we just turn this off and talk about those movies? Because no. I'm fairly certain they would be more interesting.
No. Oh my god.
Oh my god. The dad is asking. Is the cat going to talk to the mom yet?
I hope so.
Talk to the mom so the movie can end, please. It's the shot of this cat scratching the couch again. I want to just cut that soul patch off that guy's face.
Yep, here it comes.
The Susan talk. Hurry up, cat.
Wow.
Did you hear the... I've seen that shot of that cat's asshole before, too. And those waves. Take a drink, babe. Okay. I gotta ask. Like, Eric Roberts sounds like he just sat in front of the microphone and was like, all right, where's the script? Okay. Pause. Don't fail me now. I have to talk to Susan to make everything right. Don't forget to talk to your son, Phil. Phil, I'm a talking cat. Hey, someone should get their thumb out of my ass. You know, like that.
Should get their thumb out of my ass.
The worst delivery. The worst delivery.
Oh, Johnny Whitaker.
Yes.
Voices the pony.
He's moved up. He's moved up in the world.
And they got someone who was in Power Rangers and Resident Evil to be in the next one.
I saw that, the Power Rangers guy. What other animals could this formula work with? Talking
any
dog?
Of them. I really want to see dog. Like a talking platypus.
Talking marmoset.
Talking emu.
A talking crocodile.
Ooh. A talking...
No, we got to think of things that'll be hilarious with that shitty mouth effect.
Yeah.
Like what anything? We'll have... A talking fish.
Yes. Somehow a fish that solves crime.
Ah, a talking shark. There we go.
What the fuck is an Easter Bunny puppy?
It's a...
The same.
Oh my god. Do you see what he's scanning? He's doing this some sort of program thing. He's supposedly scanning information into a computer program. He is literally using a light that you attach to a book so you can read at night. Just running it over the clothes.
What the fuck?
Well, at least they found another prop besides that laptop.
What are they even trying to scan?
Tape on it.
This Christine DeBell is in like all his films.
The mom?
The mom.
Yeah. Somebody just fucking went crazy with the slide whistle all of a sudden.
Yeah, she's in Night of the Widow.
Look at his shirt's open. He's just like, ew. His fat guts hanging out.
Ew. She's in a few of his 1313s, which are the gay porns. She's in a Halloween puppy. And she hasn't been in anything else since 1990.
Just this guy's gay porns?
Yeah, so she started working for this guy. I don't know why.
They just keep scanning the same sec. See, there's that fucking.
She reminds me of fucking debris.
Debris?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Is that a drag queen?
No, Debris from Arrested Development.
Oh, right. Debris. Yes. Oh, my God. Please. Why isn't the cat talked to the mom yet?
Did they steal these clothes?
I don't know. They're just scanning everything over and over again with the reading light.
If they stole these clothes, could they not have stolen the barcode scanner?
They're just padding the length of the movie out.
Yeah, what is the point of this?
It has something to do with her software program. They used a computer algorithm to make him wear that outfit for the gay porno.
Man, this guy really loves the super exclamation point question marks because he's got one coming out with the same actress. My stepbrother is a vampire?
Another established shot of the ocean, babe.
I'm out of beer.
Are you really?
I drank all my beer. It's gone.
It was a tall boy, too.
It was like a Guinness, basically, and I had to
An established shot of the house again.
With sad piano music.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we used a computer to tell us how to dress. We didn't figure out we should put on a shirt and pants. It's Franny. There's a fucking bust, like a moat. Like on the front of a boat, sitting up on the wall. She's wearing a bow tie. But on a necklace.
Well, that's a little bit of a hipster thing to do.
Nothing of that makes sense. Hey, did you want to come swimming? Yeah, that was just porny. Are they actually going to show her go swimming? Nope.
I have a feeling that the one son is actually a gay porn actor.
Which one? The one that knew how to swim or the one that didn't?
I'm not quite sure.
Oh, what? Is the talking cat going to get hit by that guy that drives too fast? It fucking did! And it's an establishing shot of the fucking beach again.
But the cat, I love that the cat was run over, but, and like, it like yelled like it was run over, but it was just another same shot of it walking. Like, any other movie, a cat getting slightly, possibly, maybe with a hangnail, I'm like bawling. This is hilarious. I hope she drops her phone in the pool. Ruin the budget.
Also, they were such a big deal about them going swimming, and they're just sitting in the water. They're not even doing anything. He still got the fucking shirt open. The cat's gonna die.
Wow.
We're going to go see this random extra person who has not been in the movie at all the entire time.
Yeah, it's probably like, okay, we got to get a production assistant on this.
The cat that was talking got hit by a car, and now it will go. Oh, wait, it's not even an extra person. It was them. So, wait, they just called, they all knew that girl too? What is happening? I guess they were friends. She's devastated that that cat got hit by a car. Please tell me there's a big... There's a haphazard bandage wrapped around the cat.
Oh my god!
It's just draped on the cat. It's not even wrapped on it.
No.
They just put it on top of the cat.
That's hilarious. And like, I like that that's the only place the cat's bandaged, which means the car ran over its head.
That, oh my god.
Look at this kid.
Oh my god. That cat talked to all of us.
That's what Mike just said.
Maybe the magic collar will save the talking
Trent,
cat.
This is his only film credit.
Oh my god.
I wonder what they were thinking as they filmed this.
Why is... They're probably thinking, like, this is my window to celebrity. Wait, are they going to dig the...
They're
just going to leave the cat?
They're in a forest.
They're going to leave the cat
but
and show...
But the cat was so obviously injured so terribly.
They're going to just show the same establishing shot of this fucking creek again. It's called Steadicam. Invest in one. Oh my god. Why are we still watching
with
this?
With a bandage on his head. I need a screen cap of that. And it's going to be my avatar for everything from now on.
Uh-huh. You going to make it your Twitter avatar?
I am. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
That picture of the cat like that?
Yep. Are they going to trespass where it says no trespassing?
Wait a minute. Are they going to say it's not magic that made the cat talk and it was like nuclear waste or something?
I hope so. I hope this whole movie is an allegory for like how
for
we're
pollution.
Treating the planet.
It's like Godzilla. It's a metaphor for nuclear war. That's what this movie's about.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You're special, kid. Ooh, she's gonna do him.
Oh, they're holding hands.
They need to
hands.
Have a three-way with that other kid.
The guy?
Yes.
I'd be happier for the sister.
Too bad.
Well, he did teach him how to swim.
Yeah.
In the butt.
Yup.
Hey, it's Dante. This, our cat, this dumb idiot cat, they're walking, they're searching in the exact same location that the other two just came in. They didn't even move the camera.
Nope.
They
invested in the Steadicam.
It's on a tripod. That's all.
Shush.
Oh my god.
Yeah, debris. 100%.
Why is there a rope swing?
What is hanging from... Is that dead bodies?
It's a rope swing.
But the other things.
Look, they're holding hands. That means they're in love. It's because that guy learned the power of swimming.
What?
What? They just found a dirty collar on a fucking rock, and it was making magic noises.
It was more like alien noises. Magic twinkles more.
Hey, we got this collar.
Let's put the dirty collar up. Please show the cat.
With the bandage head? Is the cat gone? Here, wear this. It looks like a fucking... It's a collar made out of pubes.
It is. That cat is going to be so... Please tell me it jumps up and it's like, oh, I'm better now. Oh my god, look at him.
Oh
look
my god,
him.
He's so mad. He's so mad with his pube bandage.
Oh, I hear magic.
I hear alien noises.
It's magic. Oh my god.
Oh my god, these effects are amazing. Like, special effects
okay.
Oscar. I know where the special effects Oscar's going.
It farted.
It did! Look at the fucking gas!
He went to
all
heaven.
All the bad feelings. We did something. What? Please tell me that was the last line of the movie. Please tell me that was the last line of the movie. That was the last line of the movie! I'm a talking cat! It's the last line of the movie. like six.
Why is it showing
the
that
damn,
beach again?
All the same fucking. Oh,
oh
no!
Here we go.
Oh my god. Also, I think we used better microphones than Eric Roberts did.
Oh, for sure.
It's nice that they grew fond of each other and that they're still wearing
these
the
two
same
are dick
clothes.
At each other too.
Oh, look at that. They got another laptop with, they had two laptops with duct
well,
tape on them.
To make
all
a
along.
Movie this good, you're going to need at least two apples.
Yeah, that they're editing the movie right now. That's actually part of the movie. Is that like, oh, we got to edit this movie while we're working on. Oh, we're swimming.
That's not a cannonball. What? Wow.
It sounds like friggin' Eric Roberts read his lines over fucking Skype. I swear.
He probably did.
He's at home and he's like, I'll just phone you up on Skype. Why is it like 4 minutes of them just swimming in circles?
Because in the director's cut, they have sex.
It? Hey, look, they're giving it milk again.
I don't know. I love it. It's like, I don't know.
I've had
he's
enough.
So in the bag.
He's wearing the pube fucking, and they're like, hey, come back here to the milk that you're supposed to drink in this shot. That, they took 10 takes, and that was the best one.
There's still more?
I think this is outtakes. Yeah, these are like outtakes. Oh,
no,
my
this
God.
Is the credits.
Yeah, this is the credits. This is all the amazing stuff that Johnny did in the movie. Look at how well he acts. Okay, I
we
understand.
You get it. It's Johnny Whitaker.
Considering the establishing shots
and
that this
starring
movie
Debris.
Had, her name is DeBell.
I know.
It's close. No. Okay. Friggin' any movie that has establishing shots like this for characters, it's one. You get one, not four, right?
Yeah.
Look at him ponder the pool. He's just like...
He's definitely a bottom. His asshole yeah. is probably like this big.
Justin Cone. His butt is a Justin Cone. Oh my God.
These Peebles.
This is awful. I can't believe like even this. Look how worried she is.
She's like, why did I sign on to this? My mom needs her alcohol.
Hey, look, it just faded from her making the same expression twice.
And there's another.
I was on the phone. And introducing. Oh, I'll bet that he's happy that this is his first movie.
Imagine if he goes on to win an Oscar one day.
Yes. And there's, because this is HD, this film is going to be around forever.
Yep. And special appearance by Squeaky.
Squeaky was Duffy the talking cat. Yep, that's him looking at a laser pointer. Are they going to show that shot of its asshole again that they keep showing?
I hope so.
Oh, they didn't. Thank God. They didn't even credit Eric Roberts.
Is that like a steel drum?
Yeah, it's playing fucking La Cucaracha.
Isn't that a public domain?
I think it is. I think it is. The ending credits.
Music by Harry Manfredini.
And big score music.
Oh,
it's the pube collar again.
We got a shawarma scene here, folks. Shawarma scene.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a laser pointer on the shoes.
Oh, they're revealing their secrets.
It's outtakes of the cat being like, what the fuck?
This is the best part of the movie, hands down. This is by far the best part.
Outtakes of the cat.
It makes the most sense. It is the most enjoyable. The story is the best here.
Okay. So now that that awful piece of shit is over, what are your thoughts?
I can't wait to see a talking pony!
I don't want to watch that. I didn't want to watch this. Can I, like, go back in time?
You said you did want to watch this.
Yeah, and then it actually started playing. Oh, look, it's playing with ribbon. That is more... There's the asshole again. You were supposed to leave the cat, not stay.
What are we rating this?
Zero. Can we rate zero?
No. I think we should
rate... Listen.
Oh my god, the ending credits sing song isn't just La Cucaracha, it's the Itsy Bitsy Spider Calypso version. There's your Band-Aid cat again.
Look at him, he's so cute! Aw, he's mortally wounded.
Why the Itsy Bitsy Spider? Oh my god.
A masterpiece of cinema. Masterpiece.
Can you just stop it and we can leave?
No.
I would like to end this now.
No, there's more kitty scenes.
Anyway,
look at, there he is. Meow, meow, meow.
He's trying to get the laser pointer. Nope, nope, he doesn't give a fuck.
So, what were your thoughts?
What a piece of shitty garbage. I would have rather done anything else with my evening.
But you were so on board with this.
Yeah, and then it was just really bad.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting it to be, like, so bad that... I was hoping for a room, is what I was hoping for. Something that we would laugh the whole way through on, and there was only a few times that were worth laughing. The first time, the reveal of the talking cat...
was pretty great.
...was amazing. The gay porn in the fucking pool was fantastic.
Yep.
And
there's Eric Roberts. He's credited.
And the, fucking the cat with the bandage on its head.
That was spectacular.
Or the cat. they're showing the cat play with a string. Well, it plays the Itsy Bitsy Spider. What
Animal
is this?
Trainer. It's probably just the cat's owner.
Probably. It was like his buddy Phil's cat.
Okay, we're rating this title as a
hated it. Oh my god. Well, now that that awfulness is over,
we shall always refer to this as the awfulness.
The awfulness. So, okay, I guess that's going to be the end of this bit of a show that we did. thanks for listening. I hope you got something substantial out of that. You probably didn't. If you watched the movie while you listened...
we're sorry.
All the power to you. We're sorry for making you sit through that garbage. I hope you turned it off because somebody wouldn't let us. So...
we should make Kratos a kitty actor.
Yeah? Well, they're filming a movie up the street, and there's Kratos, and he's sniffing the microphone. And before he starts eating the cord, I'm going to wrap this up and put everything away. So thank you for listening. Hopefully we'll have a better regular episode available for you sometime soon. Maybe something you got enjoyment out of us talking about the gay porno in this movie or not, but we'll talk to you guys again another time. Take it easy.
Night.
Well, kids, that's all you get. That's it. Read a book.
Tell me about the cat noise.
The cat noise?
Yeah.
The one that Kratos makes?
Yeah.
The...
I don't think that's what it sounds like.
But I... there it goes. Just ran by. Like a teeny ninja. Shit. Oh, I'm drunk, babe.
The Untitled Mike and Laura Project is presented in association with ThisWeekInGeek.net. Check out ThisWeekInGeek.net for more geek content, and you can subscribe to all of our content through iTunes or any other podcatcher. If you want to tell us your thoughts on the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, you can give us a call at our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or send an email to feedback@thisweekingeek.net, which I highly recommend you do, as we love the feedback here at this show. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Twitters at reply Mike Laidman, at reply Laura _ Raptor, and of course at reply This Week in Geek. Follow us while you're at it. We'll be best friends or something.
Did that sound a lot better in your head?
Yes, it did.
Until next week.
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.